The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hope you enjoyed Mission Minded. We do that show every single week, and we run this one right after it. So you're getting 45 minutes of feel-good stuff. We talk about business. We talk about feeding the hungry. I always feel better about doing this show. Heart of Alabama Food Bank, my good friend and my brother from a mother of another. He's a great man. Michael Coleman joins us right now. He's the CEO of Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And I know you just got back in town from Cleveland, Ohio. So you've been out there trying to muster up and find the best ways to do things right here in the great state of Alabama. What's the latest on Bite by Bite?
Yeah, so we a friend of mine who's also on our board, strong African-American leader in the city of Montgomery, I highly respect, went with me. We flew to Cleveland. He has started a community hub, kind of a one-stop shop, fits right in perfectly with the with where my heart is, but also with the vision of Feeding America that really, we want to lessen the line, is what we call it. And the idea is we don't want to be an organization that just feeds people. That's absolutely essential. That's emergency care. But we always want to get to the developmental piece. And it's never good when you try to take on all that work yourself, because we're not subject matter experts. But kind of the model that we found most effective is there's people who come and they say, oh, well, I've got some challenges. Maybe I have a legal issue. Maybe I have some mental health issues. Suspended license. I've got transportation issues. Just different things. But maybe I have some health issues, but I don't have any health insurance. Just those kind of things.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've tried to communicate for a long time is to lift people out of poverty sometimes is not just the food. You can keep people fed, but if they don't have the other resources they need. So if we want to lessen the line, the vision of Feeding America Food Banks is oftentimes is to involve themselves in these wraparound services. What that typically looks like, and that's what Ken and I flew to Cleveland Food Bank to see, was you partner with people in the community. You may provide the space. You may cover electrical costs, whatever, utility costs. But the idea is when somebody comes to you for food or somebody's coming to you for one of those issues, in the past, we're like, oh, yeah, you need to go see Samaritan Counseling. So you got to go get on a bus, go across town. And so that's a challenge for some people. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, OK, well, we got to get you over here to see this. We have a medical mission, medical outreach mission. They do great work. Then you have to go to their facility. So it, on and on and on. And you're sending them all over. And then in between there, they're getting information, but don't necessarily how to process it and move forward. And then in the workforce development training, they need all these different services that they need. So the idea is, look, let's provide the facility and let everybody come and take up a space there. And you may not occupy that space 24/7. It may be a space that you're like, okay, I can come on Monday mornings and Wednesday mornings.
Yeah.
So you know when those services are going to be there. So even if somebody comes on another day, you can invite them back on. They know how to get back to where you are and provide those services. We are not interested in doing those services or controlling those services. It's an invitation to come in and collaborate. Yeah. Where for the good of the person, it's not necessarily for the good of the agency. It's the good of the person. So that instead of saying, oh, you need to, let's get you an appointment. You have some mental health issues. We'd like for you to talk to a counselor. Let's set you up an appointment and then it's across town, in 2 weeks, as opposed to sending you right down the hall. We'll go three doors down to the right and you can talk to Samaritan Counseling. Excuse me. And so that's the kind of support that so many people need. And I get it. A lot of people who have never needed those kind of supports, it's hard for them to understand. They're like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I try to go back and try to help people explain. when you come from a middle-class household that has basic resources, so you, we use this a lot, you never have to come home and say, are we going to get to eat tonight? You say, yeah. What's for dinner? It's just a presumption that there's going to be enough food and I'm going to get to eat three meals a day. And usually if there's not any food at home, your parents will give you some money. You can go out. I mean, that's the average middle-class kids driving a car, phone, all that kind of stuff. And so you may do something stupid. You may get a speeding ticket. You may get a DUI. You may have some conflict with the law. You go through rebellion where your parents are like, do you need to talk with somebody? So your parents or somebody in your family is providing that societal safety net for you. It doesn't mean that you are any different necessarily from the other person. It just means you have the resources for people to cover down on you as you go through adolescence, as you go into adulthood, as you begin to mature, and then where you can eventually move out on your own and take care of yourself. And oftentimes people in poverty not only don't have that, and then they kind of fall through the cracks, and then they have barriers that are created over the years. Mm-hmm. And now you could peel back and say, yes, have they made some bad choices? Absolutely. But they're trying to cope with childhood trauma and they don't know how. So oftentimes that turns into an addiction, just trying to cope with the trauma. They are not opposed to coming to work every day, but when you're in poverty, time, you know, has no meaning in essence. Yep. Because, you know, so you have to really kind of approach this from somebody in a poverty mindset. And a community hub gives us the best opportunity to lift people up. Are there going to be people who don't take advantage of it? Sure. Are there going to be people who are always drains on society? Absolutely. But I really want to encourage the audience, don't look at all people who are struggling as if and they're struggling sometimes with things that we take for granted, some sure. basic skill sets. Don't presume that they're trying to be a drain on society. So many people come out of that if they're given the right support and encouragement and ability and the resources to do that. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're very excited about it. Always excited. Have no idea whose life's going to be changed, but anytime I've been associated with ministry and getting in the community and doing it for the right reasons, people are blessed by that. And so, and I'm just so blessed to be a part of that. So I'm excited. This is the very beginning. We're seeing what's possible. It may be years before it comes to total fruition like we want to. But nonetheless, it's very exciting.
And we're blessed to have you. This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.